First, let me say that the legal reason, the reason we're here a second time, is that Illumina requested that the trial be split into two phases. We're certain they are certainly entitled to do that. That was their option, but that was their call, not us. I think Illumina has demonstrated, and the people from Illumina have demonstrated, that they will say whatever it takes to accomplish the purpose at hand. And you do need to send them a strong message. I want to give you three examples of what I'm talking about in terms of Illumina saying what they need to say to suit their present purposes. First example I want to give is John Stuepnagel. Remember his testimony? When he testified at trial, he called Dr. Zarnik every name in the book. He said he was a miserable failure who contributed nothing to the company. At one point, he said he had to treat Tony Zarnik like a fourth grader. I don't know if anybody remembered that testimony. Treat him like a fourth grader. And yet, when he was out trying to raise money with his business plan, and I'm quoting now, when he's raising money in his business plan, Dr. Zarnik is part of a world-class management team and an internationally recognized expert. He says whatever he needs to say to suit his purposes. Jay Flatley. He approved Illumina's response to the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. Remember we showed you Department of Fair Employment and Housing? Remember we showed you that? That response said, and I'm quoting again, Dr. Zarnik never lodged an internal complaint of discrimination in a manner that would have afforded Illumina the chance to address his concerns. Dr. Zarnik never lodged any internal complaints. Problem is, he lodged a complaint with Mr. Flatley, and there's apparently an exception for the CEO at Illumina. When he was questioned by Miss Kearns, however, at this trial, he said something to the effect, gee, if I had it all to do over again, I probably would have investigated. Finally, you recall Miss Kearns' closing. She said in her closing, I need to be blunt. Remember she said that word, I have to be blunt about some things? And she called some of our claims in this case preposterous. She characterized the fact that we made three separate claims. She characterized that as throwing stuff onto the wall to see what sticks. My point is, she'll say whatever it takes to suit the purposes at hand. You need to send them a message, a strong message, that the three laws that they broke, discrimination, retaliation, whistleblowing, these are important laws. They need to get the message. On discrimination, they need to get the message you don't make assumptions about people because of mental illness. You don't make assumptions that they can't perform tasks. You don't make assumptions that they can't be trusted with important assignments. On retaliation, they need to understand that our laws are designed to encourage people to come forward with complaints, not discourage people to come forward with complaints. They have to be able to come forward with complaints without any fear of reprisal or any fear of retribution. Employers are supposed to investigate claims of discrimination, not retaliate. On whistleblowing, again, the whistleblowing laws are designed to encourage people to come forward when they see something wrong, when they see fraud on investors, not discourage people from coming forward. They need to get the message. If you think Illumina takes this case seriously and accepts your verdict and is going to change, that's your view. I think the evidence shows that they didn't take Tony Zarnik seriously when he worked there. They didn't take his complaint seriously. They need to be sent a clear and strong message. And you did vote 12-0 on the issue of whether this was malicious. Stand by that vote. Follow it up. Read the instructions or the instruction. Miss Espinoza totally mischaracterized what the first part of the trial was. The judge instructed you on the first part of the trial. Look at the verdict form. It was purely to compensate. The verdict form you are going to read now has nothing to do with compensation. It only has to do with deterrence, making an example, and punishment. Stand by your 12-0 verdict. Return a punitive damage award and make it significant. Thank you.